Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly. How are you, sir?
Hey, great to be on the show with you again.
Great to be with you. You know, bullying has been a topic in this morning's show. I had some challenges with that. Did you when you were in school?
You know, I was fortunate enough to have a couple older brothers that were in school with me at the same time. And while my older brothers really were big fans of beating me up at home and school, they were awesome protectors.
Let's get your take on that series of bills that would provide funding for some autistic programs. I know this is near and dear to your heart, as you are the father of an autistic child.
Yeah, that's right. My daughter is one of the lucky few that's going to be okay with or without this legislation. As you can imagine, a person of my position and connections and so forth, I'm able to, after 2 years, I was able to find the appropriate therapies for my daughter, even here in Michigan, which is one of the 10 worst states to live if you have autism. But most people, regular people, have no chance whatsoever of finding any therapy to giving their kids a shot at success. And ability to pay is not what I'm talking about. The therapists simply don't exist in our state.
Now, there are lots of mental health advocates who are questioning why aren't mental health issues included with this. So I wanted you to be able to address that.
Yeah, I'm actually one of them. I don't argue against mental health parity. It's a practical problem with support and within the legislative process that if you were to put mental health parity and autism together and force a vote on them together, they'll both fail. And so that was already tried in the Senate on an amendment, and the mental health parity amendment was defeated. So if you were to change it in the House and add mental health parity, that doesn't help anybody with any mental health conditions. All it does is take down the entire proposal for everybody.
So do you foresee that this issue will be brought up, because we have a lot of folks who could use the help?
Absolutely. And keep in mind that mental health parity is something that the federal government has already passed a few laws that have brought it to Michigan, with one exception, which is small group plans. So in large group plans, mental health parity is already here in Michigan due to federal law changes. But the interesting thing is that as mental health parity had swept across the nation, 43 states, and in the federal government on the large group plans, you know, they kept autism out of that. And it's kind of odd. It's difficult for me to understand. I mean, autism is like an orphan disease. It's been shunned by the physical health community. It's been shunned by the mental health community. And even to the extent that it was kept out of mental health parity efforts nationwide. And that's one of the reasons why I think you see that it's excluded more from coverage and treatment options than any other physical or mental health diagnosis anywhere. It is the most excluded. The service network is the smallest of any disease, any diagnosis, physical or mental health, that you could find.
Lieutenant Governor, one of our WILS news reporters, Michael, is in studio, and he got my ear, and he wonders what the problem is with the mental health parity. Is it the trigger for the premium? What's the challenge?
Well, when it comes to the way that we've approached the autism bill is drastically different than what the mental health parity advocates are looking for. And see, with mental health parity, it's the idea that they say, yeah, we have coverage in most policies, but we want it to be equal with physical health coverage. We want it to be at parity with physical health coverage. I think there's a lot of merit behind the argument why that might be the case, why that would be a good policy to adopt. With autism, we're not starting at a point of we have some coverage in some service network and we're trying to get equal with physical health. We're starting with none, absolutely zero, at 100% exclusion from every single policy in the entire state of Michigan. And we're trying to get it up to the bare bones minimum. And so in terms of the therapies that you need, the central basic therapies that you need to have any shot at all at an independent life for a person with autism, here's what you need. That's all we're talking about. And so we're not arguing for parity for autism. We're arguing for bare bones minimum for autism. And that's I think that's the difference of people looking at it saying, you know, the scope of one request is something and the scope of the other request is so much bigger. And since there isn't a mental health parity bill introduced in the House of Representatives, they haven't done hearings on it. They haven't done a, you know, a vetting process on that other concept. And so it's going to have to go through the same process. It's tempting sometimes when people look at it and they have an issue they want to move through. They say, well, I see this other issue moving through. I just want to hook onto that one because that looks like it's moving, you know, it's moving pretty well. And that can be an effective legislative strategy. But what you find with this particular legislature is they're very, very diligent. They insist upon a thorough vetting process. So they understand all of the ramifications on the cost side, on the benefit side, the long-term side. And so it's not surprising to me that they wouldn't just consent to having a massive change tacked onto a bill that takes a completely different approach to what some perceive as a similar problem.
Who is against the parity part of the bill?
Well, I'm not going to speak for other representatives and senators. You can look at the records and who's voted how in the past. But there was an effort to amend it in the Senate, which failed, and I expect that it would be the same in the House. And so it's a two-chamber process, and we're already at this point where amending it to include mental health parity, while I think there's plenty of merit to that argument, it does not help the mental health parity effort. All it does is bring down the autism proposal.
All right, final question for you. If right-to-work legislation was put on the governor's desk, do you think he'd sign it?
I'm going to have to leave that for him to answer. I don't. I know that it's not on his agenda, as he said many, many times, and so question on hypotheticals is something for the governor to answer.
All right, Lieutenant Governor, we always appreciate your time. Enjoy your day. Thanks so much, sir.
Hey, thank you so much.